As global markets evolve, strengthening international partnerships remains a key priority for soybean farmers. That's why South Dakota soybean farmer leaders recently visited Vietnam, exploring opportunities for U.S. soybeans in this growing market. South Dakota soybean farmer Derek Scott of Geddes was part of the delegation.
Vietnam, the growing country as far as the middle class goes, they're looking for sources of protein, and whether it's chicken or pork or beef.
Over the past 10 years, U.S. soybean exports to Vietnam have increased 83%, with soybean meal exports rising 160% over that same period. Transportation infrastructure in Vietnam relies heavily on an extensive river system, but Scott explains meal can be unloaded from ocean vessels onto smaller boats for inland delivery.
The things that they have to work through are not huge hurdles, but definitely some things, and they are a number 10 buyer of U.S. soybean meal and a number 12 buyer of whole beans from the U.S.
Scott believes strengthening relationships with customers is key to growing demand for soybeans. And as soybean processing ramps up here in South Dakota and the rest of the U.S., markets for soybean meal will be critical.
So they're going to be definitely a place that's going to be very attractive, and I think that the prices will hopefully be where we can make a deal and get some meal sold to them, because we're going to have an abundance of it here in the future.
The soybean checkoff is a key driver, creating markets for U.S. soybeans. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.